Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwang Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwang Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great. Yes. As always, we have amazing cases to share with our listeners today, but we always want you to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we have been proving this with our cases for the past 12 years on the radio. All kinds of disorders, whether it's pain, non-pain, emotional disorders, asthma, allergies, depression, sinus infections.
It really is not that amazing, okay, because all these diagnoses, Western diagnoses, are only labels for symptoms. We don't care what you call it. The Chinese never knew English before we came over here. We treat the blockage. Each one had different blockage that caused the diabetes. Some different blockage caused Alzheimer. So we clear all this blockage. The healing power goes there, improve the circulation to the pancreas, improve the circulation to your brain. Mm-hmm. So we cure Alzheimer, we cure diabetes, we cure bipolar.
And today we actually will have a case of someone who's pre-diabetic, but we're trying to prevent her from getting on medication.
Yes.
We had with us last week Robbie, who suffered from assault many years ago and left her basically paralyzed. She needed to have a surgery but didn't have it for 2.5 years. Finally got the surgery but was still in tremendous amount of pain and could not lift her right leg, actually. She came first to see us a couple years ago, and after the first treatment, she was able to lift her leg 90 degrees. We have this on our YouTube channel.
Exactly. So skeptical people, go check out YouTube. Before the treatment, she could only lift 1 or 2 inches from the bed. And after the first treatment, 80, 90 degree. And she walked.
Amazing. She used to walk with the brace. Now she doesn't walk with the brace anymore. Actually.
Yeah, even after the first treatment, she was able to walk without the brace, without the walker.
She was crying. She was holding the brace in her hand. And you can actually check that on the YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
We also had with us Daoud, who also has been a longtime patient of ours, first came to see us about maybe 14, 15 years ago for severe problems with cold intolerance. He would be wearing long johns in the summer. He had prostate problems, frequent urination, severe depression, and fatigue. And really within maybe 6 to 7 months, he was basically cured of all those.
Prostatitis, you forgot.
Right. Yeah, prostate problem. Yeah, prostatitis. He had and urinary issues.
Getting up 12 times with burning pain per night. With burning pain. Now he had nothing.
Right.
He is so healthy now.
He recently came back to us because he actually had not come back to see us for many years, suffered two heart attacks. Very lucky he was resuscitated because his cardiologist told him that he shouldn't exercise at all. So when we started treating him, he is now able to exercise. And
the exercise is very important, even for heart patients. But the first thing is that you got to open up the circulation
right,
to the heart.
Right.
And then when you exercise along with our treatment, you open up more collateral circulation and
right,
make the heart stronger.
It is dangerous to exercise if you're blocked.
Yes.
And that's why the cardiologists do tell their high-risk patients to actually not exercise, especially not hard exercise, not high cardio exercise.
But if you don't sweat, you're keeping all the acid in your
right,
body.
So you're not getting, so it's a catch-22.
Yes.
So when we open up the channels, then you're able to exercise and keep all those channels open.
Mm-hmm.
He also, within the last 6 months when he returned to see us, has tremendous improvement in his eyesight. His
yes,
astigmatism has virtually disappeared. Astigmatism, which is actually very difficult to reverse.
Yes.
Which is amazing. So
we also treat glaucoma. We also treat macular
right,
degeneration. We help those people.
Yeah, his ophthalmologist was amazed that his astigmatism has decreased significantly.
Yes.
And then we also had with us Betty, who first came to see us 3 years ago for severe knee pain. Three treatments, the knee pain was gone, and she hasn't been back in 3 years. She came back just recently, and because she was suffering from severe shoulder pain for 5 weeks, had a cortisone shot, iced it, nothing helped it. She still said the pain was an 8 or 9 out of 10. After one treatment with Dr. Tong, the pain has been down to a 2, and her range of motion is greatly increased. She also finally convinced her husband, Frank, to come, and you treated his arm?
The neck. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Shoulder.
And this morning he was able to golf.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
And actually, what I forgot to ask Betty was the fact that she had a little hernia. And after I treated her 3 years ago, it never flared up. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It came out a little bit, she said.
But never
right,
exacerbate.
Right. Let's get to our first
okay,
guest.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Susan. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Tong. Hi, yes. Dr. Elaine.
Hi. Yes. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
My pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Give us a little background, what you came to see us first for. I think you came a couple years ago first.
Four? Yes, I've been seeing you for a couple of years now.
Uh-huh. And what were you suffering from?
Asthma. Mm-hmm. I initially came to see you for the asthma.
Okay.
And toe fungus. I have toe fungus that has been stubborn. I can't seem to get rid of it.
Okay.
And
the asthma, were you taking inhalers for it, or how long have you had it for?
Well, I've had it for many, many years, since probably I was about 25
okay,
years old, and used inhalers, and I was listening to you on the radio, and mm-hmm, I thought, well, maybe you could do something for me, and so I
yes,
finally mm-hmm, came down to see you, and that was the reason. It mm-hmm, was getting to be such a problem. Mm-hmm. Even my primary care physician was telling me, well, you shouldn't have a problem.
So even with the inhalers, you were having symptoms?
No, not really, but it was under control. But
okay,
even if I buy one inhaler a year, it was still too much.
Right. You don't want to. You don't want to. And then allergies too. You had issues with, correct?
Right. I always had allergies growing up, and mm-hmm, that, I guess, kind of turned into asthma. It was all kind of the same thing.
Right, it's connected. They're all has to do with your lungs.
So what kind of treatment have you had before you came to us?
Just your basic allopathic medicine. Go to the doctor, get a prescription, get the inhaler. That would be about it.
So nothing had improved?
No, it was always addressing the symptoms. I had allergy shots
right,
for many years, 5 years. Finally, I said, hey, am I ever going to get better? No, you're never going to get better.
Okay. So what happened when you came to us?
Well, I came to you, and by this time I had actually been watching my diet and trying to do much better and looking for alternative ways of addressing my issues.
Right. That was That was one of the things. You were too hot. You had a lot of heat in your system. And phlegm. And really a lot of heat.
So what happened with the first treatment?
The first treatment, way long time ago, instantly better.
I think I saw you the first time you were on vacation.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
So the first time, did you have to use your inhaler anymore afterwards?
I still, but not to the point where it's such a problem and I have to use it every single night.
Right.
Mm. Now, if I watch what I eat and I watch my anxiety and I watch stress, I eat my cool foods, my greens, then, don't eat real late.
Right.
All of these things, they kind of combine together. And when I lay down to go to sleep, that's when it kicks in. But so if I watch all of that stuff, then I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to use the inhaler then?
On occasion.
So much less, right?
Not every night.
Oh, right. When I come back to see you, it's because it's been maybe 6-7 months, and I need a reboot.
Right, you need a tune-up like we do for our cars. Yeah.
So we got to qualify that because it seems like your improvement is kind of slow because you come maybe 2-3 times a year.
Right, and it's because she pays cash.
Yeah,
But even then, I mean, I think her improvements are quite
yeah,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us a little background now. Recently you've been dealing with a little bit higher blood sugars?
Yes, I had a traditional complete blood count. Mm-hmm. And they gave me, for the first time, a A1C test.
And when was this?
Recently, with November.
Okay, so about a month ago.
Later.
Okay.
And I had high glucose, only 100 and 104 for the last 2 years, and they label that as high.
Well, that's not high.
It's not too terribly high, but on the paperwork, they tell you it's in the high range.
What was the A1C?
Oh, the A1C, I thought the blood sugar, yeah.
Yeah, the A1C, it's 5.7.
Okay, you're borderline. I mean...
Yes, it's borderline.
Yeah.
So I'm not one to sit by and let them say, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to you didn't want to take medication either, correct?
Oh yes, if I can avoid, especially diabetic medicine,
right.
If I can do that.
The medication for diabetes actually harms your heart a lot,
right?
200 times. Yeah.
Now, what did you say your morning fasting blood sugar was?
Well, I've been testing my blood, and in the morning for the last couple of months, and it's been on average, they give you a 30-day average and a 2-week average, I think.
Right.
And it's been about between 30 and 120. 130 and 120.
Oh, 130 and 120, okay.
So that is kind of pre-diabetic, definitely.
Yes.
So tell us about the supplement that I gave you.
I saw you a couple of weeks ago, and I told you about my high blood sugar, and it just came in that day, and so I bought a bottle, and you told me to take one pill 3 times a day, and it really didn't do much.
Okay.
So then if it wasn't going to do much, you said take two.
Right, to
increase and it. So we had our little... Christmas party yesterday, and I popped two of our pills, our herb pills for the glucose, and I had taken my blood sugar before I ate, and it was 127.
Okay.
And when I came back a couple of hours later, after having finished my meal a couple hours ago, took my blood again, and it was only 100.
Yes.
Very
okay.
Good.
Let me explain what happened. Okay, with herbs, with natural stuff, that help your pancreatic function.
Right.
We improve your function so that you excrete insulin. With a regular pill, you suppress your symptom. You interfere function, and the regular hypoglycemic pill actually make your heart problem.
Work harder.
Yeah, 200 or 300 times, yeah. And people were dying. There are two big studies. The first one, the University Diabetic Group study 30 years ago, and then the recent ACCORD study, both showed that people were dying from heart disease so much they had to stop years earlier.
They had to stop the study.
Yeah, they had to stop the study because so many people
were
dying.
Heart disease is scary.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm happy
that's
to
fantastic.
Know that because I know what to put my diabetics on. This is actually a new company that I've been researching. And
yes.
Actually, it's herbal, but it also has whole food supplement. It's combined. So
yeah.
I think that combination is what is a little bit more powerful.
And
too.
After a while, you won't need to take that.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
because
it's strengthening your pancreas, actually.
Yeah, it's
at the
no
same time.
Side effect.
Exactly. So
it's what you need.
Right. Yeah. Wonderful,
that's
Susan.
That's what I wanted. What I wanted to know because
yes.
I'm burning
right.
through this stuff.
See, you don't have any side effect. You don't feel
yeah.
any side effect from our treatment,
right.
correct?
Oh, none. But I'll tell you one thing. Once it wears off, then my blood sugar tends to go up, even though I never ate.
Okay, here's the thing is that we have not really reestablished your pancreatic function.
Right.
Eventually,
so it'll
this
take
won't
some
happen.
Time. It'll
yeah.
take some time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for sharing
mm-hmm.
the story. This is wonderful
okay.
news.
Thank you both.
Yeah,
yes.
I appreciate you both.
Oh,
so
okay.
Much. Take
okay,
care, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest today, Michael. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Oh,
yeah.
We know you're so busy. Michael's in the mortgage business, and he's super busy now, but he has some time to share his story with our listeners today. So give us a little background, how you came to see us, what you're suffering from, and how you're doing now.
Well, basically, I was driving on the 405 freeway, and I was listening to your to the station, and you guys came on, and what caught my attention is that you talked about kind of non-traditional forms of medicine and how you've been able to help people with severe back and neck pain, and you know, it was my curiosity that made me to pick up the phone and give you guys a call, come and see Dr. Tong and see what it was all about, and I've been with you now for you guys. I believe it's almost a year
it's
now.
It's been almost a year. Can you believe
yeah,
it?
And
yeah,
and it's unbelievable. And
consistently,
you know, I basically can't.
Consistently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On and on. I mean, he's cash patient, so.
Oh, okay.
But pretty. I mean, you've been pretty consistent, I would say.
I think I have.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get in at least every other month.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and
which is
hopefully
pretty good.
We get on a little bit more consistent basis.
That's an important point because every other month, okay, for a whole year, it's like six treatments.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
exactly.
Right.
Okay.
And it's been helping. I went in with kind of an L4, L5 scenario in my lower back. I've had neck spasms my whole life. It seems like my whole life. But
severe,
it was,
like very severe neck spasms, actually.
Yeah,
because you
yeah,
played softball, right? Or baseball.
I actually played baseball
right.
And, a lot of sports, a lot of sports injuries and as I got up in age, 45 and 50, you know, I was just looking for something different than getting my back set, my neck set, and epidurals. You know, I just wanted to find something different than to go through that. And,
I used to do epidurals. They don't work long term.
No,
yeah.
It's a very short term fix.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But looking for something that is definitely more of a long-term fix and
yes.
maintenance.
Right.
And I think I found that through you guys.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, actually, your injuries are pretty severe. The neck and the shoulder were very, very tight. And then you also had a groin injury, correct? Your left groin?
Correct.
Left
I did, yeah. I had a pretty severe groin and hamstring injury, that happened through mm-hmm. sports. And again, those things kind of popped up as I grew older. And it kind of reemerged and this has really helped.
Now tell us, so before when you had to play golf, you know, did you had to take medication or what disability
yeah,
did you
yeah,
have?
Definitely. I was taking, between 3 or 4 800 milligram Motrin just to get through a golfing round.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then at least, you know, one or two a day. So if you really think of the amount of milligrams of Motrin that I was taking, it was just ridiculous.
Very, very
so
harmful
much,
for the
how,
kidney.
How much yeah. pain, yeah. how much disability you had?
When I first started, it was pretty severe. I came in with about an 8 or a 9 on the pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know, I had a treatment yesterday. And today I'm feeling like about a 1.5. So it's just
that's great.
You know, yeah, I mean, just a huge difference. It makes a difference for me, and it's you know, it's something that, you know, when I got to be honest with you, it wasn't something that I was looking forward to wanting to go in and research. And, you know, have to go, you know, meet somebody new and see what their non-traditional treatment
right.
was all
it's
about.
Different.
But I
it's
tell
different.
You what, you know, if you really want to find a different way of going about it and looking for something that I have found that works for me,
effective.
Whereas nothing else was effective.
Now, are you? What about the Motrin now? Are you taking any or?
No.
Nothing.
No. How long have you?
I take an Advil every now and again.
Well, how often?
Maybe one a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're able to come a little more frequent, you won't
yeah.
need any of
even
this stuff.
Even that will be yeah. eradicated. Yeah.
yeah. Listen, what happened with the first treatment? You know, been a long time because I usually give a patient a treatment and then dump it on Dr. Lane. So that I have a little Alzheimer's. So I don't quite remember what happened the first time.
Yeah. It was you, Dr. Tong, and it was quite some time. And,
yes.
And I remember you must have done your thing. I just remember you stuck me so many times. I didn't know if you were ever going to stop.
I say, just one more. I can say
that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
almost done. That's what I say.
But it was monumentally successful. You know, I felt incredibly so much better the next couple of days.
Yeah.
The first time after the first treatment, right?
After the first treatment.
Right.
Yes.
I think already your pain within maybe three or four treatments, you were able to golf without the Advil anymore. I think early on.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Good.
And without heating pads or pads on my back to go out.
And no soreness. Right. I remember you
that's
telling
correct.
Me that. Now, you also had some sinus and digestive issues. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, I'm learning a little bit more about that as you grow older, you know, digestion, how important that is, and the foods that you eat, and nutrition that you put in your body. You know, our bodies are what we have, and we have to take care of it. And, you know, I know over time that you can have some, you know, stuff that might not come out from those areas.
Yes.
And, you know, and as I grew older, you know, I looked into that a little bit. And, you know, and through your treatment, I've had a much better, I would say, overall success rate.
Right. No more congestion, right, with the sinuses?
That's correct. I mean, it's a big, big difference for me.
Right.
Yeah, here's
right.
a couple of points. Okay, number one, we just don't treat your pain only. We cure your pain by restoring your health. And you cannot have a cure without treating everything you have,
right.
especially the digestive system.
Right.
Because you get qi from your air, from your food, and from your water.
That's how you nourish your body.
And if you don't, your digestive system all blocked and without any life in your bowels, you don't absorb those stuff.
Right.
And number two, not being arrogant, there aren't any place in the world that you can get results this fast. One treatment, 90-95%, especially pain, 95% or more, get better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
we treat the, that's why, you know, you have so many issues. That's why I have to do enough. Otherwise, you will not have lasting results.
And
the first
sometimes,
treatment.
Actually, you may feel worse before you feel better.
Because you get real sore.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah,
so,
and you
right.
detox.
That's
you
right.
detox, yeah.
And detox, yeah.
So you're on the herbs as well. Have those been helpful?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just I call it that 5-6% difference that you just feel in your body and your mind and your spirit.
Just much stronger, right?
Yeah, it just makes a difference.
Yeah.
And one last thing, the anxiety. How's that doing? Because I know when you first came, a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, you know, we all work in different environments. Mine's pretty, as we were speaking
tension.
Before we went on.
It, yeah.
You know, it's a little bit higher level here toward the end of the year. But,
okay.
You know, overall, it's helped tremendously just to kind of, you know, go one day at a time, settle down and just slow it down.
Right.
And, you know, and it's more of a mantra. I think it goes along with the chi that Dr. Tong talks about, but it's definitely the overall treatments and the overall mindset has helped in that area also.
Yeah, I do notice you're much more calm. Much more calm.
That's what I'm being told. I'm not as high strung.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk
to
us, because we know that you're so busy.
Yeah, no problem.
And it's
always a pleasure. Yeah. And you know, and if anybody's looking for a new way, you know, new way of doing things, you should, you know, go see them. It's definitely worth your time.
Oh, you know the first time. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Take care, Michael.
You bet. God bless. You guys have a great day.
Okay,
you
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us right now, you missed two incredible cases, Susan and Michael. Susan suffered from 30 years of asthma and allergies, also with the beginning onset of diabetes. After the first treatment, actually, her asthma was greatly improved. And then with her diabetes, she's also improved that with our treatment and the herbs. And this has only been, we've only been treating for maybe one or two treatments. We also have with us Michael, who suffered from many, many years of sports injuries, severe neck spasms, a left groin injury.
Extensive
back pain. To the point where, you know, he would have to take at least two ibuprofen a day and take 3 to 4 when he goes golfing. After the first treatment, he had significant pain relief, and within 3-4 treatments, he did not have to even take any anti-inflammatories while he was playing golf. And now he's down to maybe one Advil a week, if that. His sinuses and digestive issues have also been greatly improved. Anxiety has also improved. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Have a great weekend, guys. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.